Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation. A generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focused on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show, My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs.
Good evening. We welcome each and every one of you. Today is April 9th, 2015, and you're listening to My Soul, where we're redefining aging and lifestyles. My name is Free, the poet, and we are the baby boomer generation, otherwise known as BBG. We're aging to live. Listen, and you will hear us roar. This month, we focus on the things of spring. And I just want to do a little house cleaning before I get started. This show really is a show that was last week, but because of some illness on my part, I was unable to perform the show. I'm doing this week, however, not sure where the show will go after this week, to be determined. Hopefully you all will understand. And until I get this under control, this will be probably my last show until the beginning of a new season, or, again, as to be determined. Keep me in your thoughts. Feel free to contact me at any time at Twitter at BoomerFree or www.blogtalkradio.com/mysoul, where you may also find my website information up in the right corner, right under the tag. And listeners, feel free to call in and talk with us anytime during the show, 347-637-3466. That number again is 347-637-3466. This is Free, your host. On the menu this evening, white bean and bacon soup, our last comfort food, because we are in this month. Our focus is spring, and we are in spring and springtime, even though we have some cool evenings and days. We refer to the season as a season that of rebirth, rejuvenation, renewal, resurrection, and regrowth. So in changing our life from the status quo, especially for me, there are two words that present a constant in my healthy growing, and those words are thank you. I am grateful. Well, as I mentioned prior about our second season, I just told you that, you know, because of some personal things going on health-wise, this past week was a week of gratitude for me, especially. Now, American Greetings initiated a campaign called The Thankless, and the purpose of The Thankless is to provide a way for us to pay homage to those who came before us or are currently with us. And so it's a way to just take a few minutes out of your day to acknowledge the positive impact that your life or that someone else's life has had on you, or the impact that your life can have on another. So this campaign by American Greetings was inspired by a recent documentary series produced by the two-time Academy Award winner Barbara Kopple. And American Greetings, Kopple follows around real people as they seek to personally thank each person on their list. The emotional response from all her participants in this series highlighted the important truth that the thankless, spelled T-H-A-N-K, capital L-I-S-T, is hoping to pass on a simple thank you. And we all know that thank you can be a renewing and life-changing experience for the giver as well as the recipient alike. Now, gratitude, let me explain, is not the same as indebtedness. Now, sometimes we say thank you because we're in debt for something that somebody did for us or something somebody gave us. You know, while both emotions occur following help, and indebtedness occurs when a person perceives that they are under an obligation to make some form of repayment or compensation for the aid that was provided to them. The difference is the emotions lead to different actions. Indebtedness can motivate the recipient of the aid to avoid the person who has helped them, whereas gratitude can motivate the recipient to seek out their benefactor and to improve their relationship with them. So again, the difference is that gratitude in the form of indebtedness is because you're making some form of repayment to compensate for what you receive, where the gratitude, as far as the emotion is concerned, will motivate you to seek out someone to receive your best wishes, your compassion, your empathy, and therefore improving your relationship with them. Now, as a motivator of behavior, gratitude may also serve to reinforce future pro-social behavior in the benefactors. For example, one experiment found that customers of a jewelry store who were called and thanked showed a subsequent 70% increase in purchases. In comparison, customers who were called and told about a sale showed only 30% increase in purchases. And customers who were not called at all did not show any increase. In another study, regular patrons of a restaurant gave bigger tips when their servers wrote thank you on their checks. Now, while spirituality and gratitude are certainly not dependent on each other at all, some studies have shown that spirituality is capable of enhancing a person's ability to be grateful. And therefore, those who regularly attend religious services or engage in religious activities are more likely to have a greater sense of gratitude in all areas of their life. Or I'd like to change that to say those who regularly attend and participate in spirituality are more likely to have a greater sense of gratitude in all areas of their life. In Judaism, gratitude is an essential part of the act of worship and a part of every aspect of the act of worship and a part of every aspect of the worshiper's life. Gratitude has been said to mold and shape the entire Christian life. The Islamic sacred text, the Quran, is filled with the idea of gratitude. Islam encourages its followers to be grateful and express thanks to Almighty God in all circumstances. So let's talk about individual differences. Much of the recent work, psychological research into gratitude, has focused on the nature of an individual difference in gratitude and the consequences of being more or less grateful person. Three scales have been developed to measure individual differences in gratitude, each of which assesses somewhat different concepts. Now, one of the first scales was called the GQ-6. The GQ-6 measures individual differences in how frequently and intensely people feel gratitude. The second one, the appreciation scale, which measures 8 different aspects of gratitude: appreciation of people, possessions, the present moment, rituals, feelings of OR, social comparisons, existential concerns, and behavior which expresses gratitude. And the third one, the GRAT. The GRAT assesses gratitude toward other people, gratitude toward the world in general, and a lack of resentment for what you do not have. A recent study showed that each of these scales are actually all measuring the same way of approaching life. Therefore, this suggests that individual differences in gratitude include all of the aforementioned components. A large body of recent work has suggested that people who are more grateful have higher levels of subjective well-being. Grateful people are happier, less depressed, less stressed, and more satisfied with their lives and social relationships. Specifically in terms of depression, gratitude may serve as a buffer by enhancing the coding and retrievability of positive experiences. Grateful people also have higher levels of control of their environments, personal growth, purpose in life, and self-acceptance. Grateful people have more positive ways of coping with the difficulties they experience in life, being more likely to seek support from other people, reinterpret, and grow from the experience, and therefore spend more time planning how to deal with the problem. Now, grateful people also have less negative coping strategies, and I know this personally to be true, being less likely to try to avoid the problem, denying that there is a problem, blaming themselves, or coping through substance abuse. Grateful people sleep better sometimes, and this seems to be because they think less negative and more positive thoughts just before going to sleep. For instance, for myself, before I go to sleep, always listen, if I fall asleep with the TV on, I always make sure it's with something that is funny, that's not going to sit in my subconscious and placing a seed for other negative or non-productive ways of thinking. Just something to think about. Gratitude is known to have one of the strongest links with mental health of any character trait. Numerous studies suggests that grateful people are more likely to have higher levels of happiness and lower levels of stress and depression. So therefore, gratitude is not the only, the greatest of the virtues, but the parent of all others. That was from Cicero, from one, a first century philosopher. So basically, gratitude is necessary, as the title of our show states. It is definitely necessary in our lives. Whatever form the gratitude comes in, whether it's because you're repaying someone back for some sort of benefit that you receive from them, or whether it's just because it's grateful, because I'm just alive. And that's the key, is to recognize that gratitude, especially when it is expressed to our higher being, that we are grateful. We receive more of what we're grateful for. So, and it is really talked about a lot, I don't know, in the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne Burns. And I think that, you know, I totally agree with a lot. I read the book and I totally agree with a lot that is stated in the book, especially as it pertains to gratitude. I, too, am grateful for everything in my life. I'm grateful for life itself. I'm grateful for the ability to just be able to wake up and move my body parts in a normal way. Even if they are a little broken, I'm still moving. And so it is necessary for us to be grateful in every aspect of our lives, especially when it comes to the small things. Sometimes we forget about the things that we take for granted, the ability to talk, the ability to walk. And for those who aren't able to even do that, we still take for granted a lot of things, the ability to become creative with what we can no longer do or what we will never be able to do. But yet, we are active participants in some form of fashion. And showing gratitude for that means we become more proactive. We become more creative. We become more thankful for what we're able to do and how we're able to do it, regardless of what it is, whether it's returning to a physical aspect or it's pertaining to a mental aspect, or whether it's pertaining to our jobs or our family, our home, our car, a way to make it from one day to the next. That's gratitude. That's still something to be thankful for. Gratitude does not always have to come in a huge, huge bundle, and as a display for the world. It is within ourselves that we are to recognize what we need to and what we should and what we will be grateful for on a day-to-day basis. And so I hope that in expressing this topic tonight, that it added something to your daily living, that it adds something to your way of thinking and being grateful. Now, even being grateful for those in our lives that we meet on a day-to-day basis that may even irritate us a lot, you know, a little, whatever. But be grateful, because we must recognize that every man is our teacher. Every man is our teacher. And so be grateful for the changing paths of your thought. Be grateful for the challenge of me being able to stand in peace and in love, even when I'm challenged, even when I'm tested. So that's also something to be grateful for. That's gratitude, because then you receive more of that. And then, you know, when you encounter those kind of challenges, you will feel stronger. And you will have more strength to stand, and you'll be able to say, got the T-shirt, I'm done. Done. So just know that gratitude is necessary, and gratitude allows us so many things in our lives, in coping with difficulties, in coping with experiences, our life experiences, and being able to support one another and grow from our experiences on a day-to-day basis. So I hope that you were able to get something out of that. I want to say also, because I failed to mention in the beginning, that the song that was intro song was called No Ordinary Love by none other than Ben Tankard, gospel jazz. So if you get an opportunity, please check him out. And we will be closing the show with a piece by Wes Morgan called Can't Thank You Enough, most appropriately. But I want to say to you that this season has been awesome. I thank you all for your participation. I thank my guests for consenting to be on the show and speak. I want to say that I'm grateful for each and every one of you. And next week will be determined. I don't know whether we will be on the air or not, but we continue to stay. I want you to continue to stay on your journey in inspiring others, and I promise to do the same, especially our seniors, our aging community, especially our baby boomers. I thank and appreciate all of you for taking the time to listen and participating in this, our second season, and sharing in the dance of redefining who we are, the baby boomer generation, and how our spirit stands, my soul. So I say to you, have an awesome, awesome summer, and always prepare something good on the menu, and always, wherever you are, and whomever you're with, always make it a great topic, a great meal topic. Keep aging to live. Please keep moving and keep dancing, and I will talk with you soon.
Come home, and it made you sad. I just want you to know.